goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
When love goes astray, how can you not smile when you hear that song? No matter how bad your mood. And we'll talk about bad moods as this show goes on today. It's amazing how that one little phrase can make me beam. Maybe because that's the way I make my living through divorce, but I just find it a very pleasant melody, and the voice is great. That will be number one on my Christmas albums from my holiday gift to my clients and friends for the 2010-2011 holiday season. But now it's Friday, September 17, 2010. It is another gorgeous day in New York City, with the monstrous storm of last night, but a mere bitter memory. But get ready, because God always gives nice weather for the Jewish high holidays, and this weekend should prove to be no exception, as apparently we are closing out the summer now. As a new year starts, and a new school term starts, what better time to talk about rebirth? Now, you just heard Sam's show where Sam was talking about spirituality. And I'm going to talk a little bit about spirituality myself. I'm not talking about a religious rebirth, but a spiritual rebirth as well. A reinvention of oneself. Now, what I'm about to tell you is a Reformed Jews version of the history of the Jewish calendar. Okay? My Orthodox wife, or ex-wife, whatever she is to me at this point, might chuckle. My rabbi might chuckle. But let's give it a go. Way back when, and on the Jewish calendar, this is year 5771, so we're talking about a long time ago, a choice had to be made about when to start the new year. We didn't have the birth of the Lord as a guidepost with, as we say in court, a date certain. We could essentially do what we wanted. The spring, which I always thought was an appropriate start of a new year, was just too busy with plowing and planting of the fields. So it wasn't practical to have the new high holidays, fasting, atonement during the time when everybody was busy. So the autumn was selected, chosen after the harvest, and that's an appropriate place and time to sit back and reflect and ultimately celebrate. So we have had a long, hot summer. It's basically over, I think. By the time I get back on the air with you again, it will officially be fall. The crops have been reaped. The children are back in the schoolhouse. And that brings us to our show, because this is the time to talk about the wonderful world of divorce. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. Today, it's just you and me. So if you want to call in with a comment or a question, or to tell me I'm full of you-know-what, give us a call at 877-480-4120. As a Jew, over the next 24, 36 hours, I will be reflecting and recognizing at least some of the errors of my ways over the past year. Asking forgiveness of those I've hurt, of my God, and most importantly, of myself. I have to mention this because it's in my heart, and I'm going to say it, and this is my forum. I will also be praying for the souls of my mom, my brother, and my good friend Artie, as well as those of my grandparents and both of my in-laws. Yeah, even my in-laws. I love my in-laws too. After that, we celebrate the ending of the fast, which is not eating, and the spiritual purification of our hearts and our souls. So what does this have to do with divorce? Larry, I'm glad you asked me that question. This ain't my holiday. This is my ex's holiday. She has always believed that it is a mitzvah, a good deed, the thing to do, the right thing to do, to host a big meal before the fast starts. She'll have our children. She will have our neighbors. She will have our former rabbi, who is now not on a pulpit. And she has the synagogue. I got nothing. And while I was engaged in my pity orgy, far worse than a mere pity party, and no one wants to go to an orgy alone, I realized that this was an appropriate time to discuss holidays and what to do when you are alone. Don't worry about me. When I realized I was at an orgy alone, that snapped me out of my depression. Even divorce lawyers can sink to the bottom during the despair of their own divorce. Let's not kid ourselves, everybody. There is despair in divorce. Everybody is susceptible to it, and no one is immune to it. But I'm back. I got a good attitude. I have a good attitude. I should speak proper English. The King's English, the Queen's English. And I am ready to take on this troublesome topic. Please join me. As always, the toll-free call-in number is 877-480-4120. I can do this alone, as I have done many times before. In fact, my ex, or soon-to-be ex, whatever you want to call her, told me at the end of our very first date that she never met someone who talked so much and said so little. Being an attorney afflicted with the seventh deadly sin of pride, I took her remarks as a compliment. In fact, my response was a sincere thank you. But I digress. I can talk and talk, or we can talk together. This is your show, too. Call in with your comments, questions, concerns, or with whatever else you want to talk about. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
My friends, is the unmistakable voice of Janis Joplin. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. I still have a heart. You know, I was saying to somebody last night, day before, I don't remember. All these days seem to roll into one. As a teenager, I thought I was the cowardly lion. Most of the time that I've been practicing law and married, I viewed myself as the scarecrow. In the year and a half I've been separated, I thought I was the Tin Man. Damn, it turns out I'm really Dorothy. And what I hope is that I'm not really Toto. But I think I'm really Dorothy. But again, I digress. This show is my baby. I love it. It's personal therapy for me. It explores the things that I want to know, not as a divorce lawyer, but as a divorce litigant. As I said when I did my first show, 2 years ago, I thought I knew everything there was to know about divorce. Man, was I wrong. You know what? I've been able to do on this show a lot of different things, explore a lot of different topics. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast of the show, what I've learned from the divorce show, it really is remarkable. And how do we publicize this show? This show, by the way, well, certainly the network, is now heard in 55 different countries, and I've been advised right now that Brazil is listening in. So let me give a shout out to Brazil. I'm sorry, my Portuguese is not that good, and I don't want to embarrass myself. But what I do is I send out two email announcements before each show to about 1,000 of my very closest friends. And Sam sends out some, and when I have a guest, they send out. And that's really, it's word of mouth. Usually, I get no response to the emails. Sometimes, I think I'm going to get a response. Like when I did the show entitled, I Want to Be Sexy Again. But this week's show about holidays and special events actually generated more responses than anything else. Maybe it's because I asked questions at the start of the email. I don't know. I'll try that again next week and see if that works. And here is a sample of the responses. My favorite is the very simple, you go to Paris. Why didn't I think of that? Maybe next year I'll go to Paris. Another said you go out and have a good time. Also good advice. But not really what I was looking for, either one. The third was more thoughtful, and it really helped hit home for me. I'm taking the liberty of reading parts of it, and I will spare you the comments about how wonderful this show is and what a wonderful host it has. And the letter goes something like this. It's not only the divorced people with children who don't have family during holiday times. It really takes self-discipline. If one doesn't have the money to jet off to some island somewhere, or to Paris for that matter, to not feel like you're less than nothing. Yes, working in soup kitchens is always an option, but it's tough when one returns home to no family or friends. It's weird. One can get invites all during the year, but somehow is forgotten during holidays. Even creative minds sometimes draw blank, particularly if we've been involved in a large family before, and then, for some reason, the bottom falls out. And then this writer talks about orphan holidays. Man, that's so heartbreaking. Orphan holidays. Let me address that. It's not like I don't have anything to do. I've gotten a number of offers of breaking the fast, of going to synagogue, of doing a number of things. And I will, like I said, I will pray for forgiveness, and I will pray for mercy on the souls of my mother, brother, and the others. You know, it's funny. This year, what I am going to do is I'm going to what used to be called the Single Guys Breakfast. It's a bunch of divorced men who are or were alone or with their children or with their new significant other. That, I guess, is my friend's version of an orphan holiday. I had never heard that before. It's brutal. Let's talk about this. There is something incredibly oxymoronic about Yom Kippur and soup kitchens. I understand that a call came in. It was dropped. If the caller wishes to call back, you know the number here, 877-480-4120. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but please call back, and I would love to talk with anybody. Back to where I was before. Yom Kippur in soup kitchens is oxymoronic. I'm not feeding people when nobody's supposed to eat. That's not happening. However, in the spirit of what this holiday is all about, that may well be a viable option for me for other holidays. It might also provide a valuable lesson to my children, who, within a matter of 2 weeks, will both be adults and free to choose whatever they want and go wherever they choose, whenever, for any holiday. But the writer who wrote me that really very thoughtful email, and I got to tell you, I wasn't going to use his or her name anyway, and there was a request that I not use the name, so that's no big deal. You do your good deed. You give back. You get home to either a relatively new residence that hardly feels like a home, or to the home that you shared with your spouse but is no longer the same, and it's empty. Mind you, even in the depths of my depression, I was never so desperate that I ever wanted to go back to the marital residence. Sorry, that's what I call it. But it is a jolt to your system. Being alone does present its issues. Again, I ask you, what do you do? Another option is one which I may succumb to tonight. pretend it's just another day without any special significance. I have a whole list of things to do, which is a lot like the honey-do list my wife had for me on holidays and other days that I resented so much when I lived in the big house. Yep, that's the big house to me was the jail and why I'm not going back. Talk to me. Tell me what other options there are out there. The number again, 877-480-4120. I am Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour here on Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
That's right, everybody. Love Stinks. Jake Isles Band. Music selection today, as always, by Sam. And I got to tell you, if I sound good, it's because of Sam. If I sound lousy, it's because of Larry. Okay. We're here. We're talking about holidays. Soup kitchens are good. Giving back is great. Being alone is terrible. I'm actually looking forward to the boys tomorrow night. I'll be seeing a bunch of people I've never met before, but I'll be seeing a couple of my oldest and closest friends, and I'm really looking forward to it. Would have preferred to have at least one of my children with me, but that happens. Okay. The other aspect of today's show is the matter of special events. I can't tell you how many times I have been to weddings, bar mitzvahs, and even funerals where divorced people are there. Someone, some with a new, and even both parties. The divorced couple is there, but not together. And one or both is there with a new significant other. Or as I like to call them, a new insignificant other. As a divorce attorney, I found it remarkable. Sometimes anxiety producing even just to watch. And oftentimes just plain uncomfortable. But on those occasions, I was a spectator. I have a 22-year-old daughter. If you're listening out there, hi. I have a son who will turn 18 in 2 weeks. If he is listening, go back to school. I have only now begun to experience that same anxiety. And I have literally have palpitations when I think about graduations, weddings, and God willing, grandchildren. The most recent show that I did on that show, which was entitled Who Gets the Friends, I discussed my own heartbreak at not being able to see my daughter walk down the aisle as maid of honor at her cousin's, her mother's cousin's, wedding. Gotta tell you, in the 30 years that I have been a practicing divorce attorney, I never considered that such a possibility would ever exist. This was actually part of the beginning of my pity orgy, but now I can see a little clearer, a little easier. I got it. But what do you do with the special events that involve your own children? Please, call me. Tell me what to expect. I have some ideas. But fortunately, I don't have a graduation until June of next year. And hopefully, there'll be no intervening marriages or funerals before then. So, what do we do? I really don't know at this point. What do we do? I'm the father, I guess, when the marriages come, I'll be the one to pay for it. I'll be the one with little or no say in what's going on. I really want to hear from people on this. I would love it if you'd call in 877-480-4120. You know, when it rains, you need an umbrella. Today, I need my listeners to provide that umbrella for me. So please call in with your comments. I'm not going to rehash what I did the last time out talking about this particular wedding. I know who feels bad about it. I know who feels good about it. I know how I feel about it. And again, if my daughter, if you're listening, I'm not trying to guilt you or anything. I'm merely talking about how all this impacts on me. Because after all, it's all about me. This show is my therapy. I think we have a caller. Sam, do we have... Hold on for a second. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Who am I talking to?
I'm listening to your show.
No, I know that. What's your first name?
My name is Susan.
Hello, Susan. Thank you for calling.
And I was listening to what you were saying about your daughters. And first of all, I just want to say that it's always very interesting to me that men are so attached to their daughters. And as a daughter, I must say that my father, who was far from perfect, was my best pal when I was growing up. So
funny you
understand.
Should say that. Funny you should say that. My mother was my best pal until she died.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes during the time I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Talking about daughters particularly. Okay, I'm getting feedback.
I'm sorry.
Let me turn that down here. I thought I'd turn it in enough.
Ooh, that's the job of a radio host. Please turn down your radio.
I've heard that before.
Sorry.
Anyway, daughters are very special to fathers, but fathers are also very special to daughters. And I believe that if fathers remember that and operate from that point of view, that maybe their approach to the problem of feeling left out will take a different sort of turn. In other words, it will kind of make you stop feeling sorry that you can't be there and start thinking about how your daughter is feeling by being in the middle of everything, loving you and wishing you could be there, trying to be loyal to their mother and yet still wanting you there, maybe even fighting with their mother in order to have you there and yet not being able to win and then not being able to say anything to you. I mean, there's a whole big Megillah that could be in the middle of it.
Let me just tell you this, because my daughter is everyone's mother. And I think she may be the caller waiting on line two. But be that as it may, she is mature. She doesn't want me to go because it will take the attention of the day off of the bride and onto my ex. Poor, whatever her name is. She who shall not be named.
But understand something, too. I know that you're hurt. And just because this has to do with a divorce doesn't mean that those of us that break up with someone that we truly love don't feel some of the same feelings. Now, I haven't had a child, but I have both been married and broken up with people or been broken up with. And I just know as a daughter, even though I may have sided with my own mother, the lack of having my father in my life hurt me. So your daughter may be saying, well, this is best for everyone, but she probably still feels the lack.
So I know
the idea is it's not, yes, you need to deal with your own feelings, but it might be helpful if you remember, too, that your daughter, no matter how grown up she's being about this, and forgive me if she is listening, I don't mean to say 22-year-olds aren't adults, that isn't what I'm saying, but no matter how responsible she's feeling and whatnot, she's still your little girl.
I know.
You're still her dad, and you will be until the day you pass on, and, that's just the way it is.
I know. Sometimes it hurts.
Yeah,
I think
is the bottom line. The other thing is, again, I haven't had children, but when listening to what you were saying, one approach might be the way that you approach it with other relatives or friends who suddenly forget that you exist. The idea is like, or they don't invite you, or they do invite you, but it gets problematic, or, it's like a timeout. It's like we're adults. We can deal with our feelings, but we make the decision not to go. It's not like we're put off or put out. It's like we have to make that decision ourselves. We can feel sad for ourselves and pity ourselves, or we can stand up and say, okay, I choose not to go because there's so much trouble going on there. I choose peace, mine and other people's, above creating a huge scene.
Susan, I agree with you 100%, and I know that there will be a video, and I know there will be photographs, and I know that not only does my daughter want me there, but so does the bride and the bride's father.
Well,
so
good.
I got that. I know it, and I'm secure in that feeling.
Well, be secure also, if you'll excuse me for cutting you off.
That's all right.
Be secure also in your choice, and make that choice in your own mind and heart, that you choose not to go, not because you're being resentful or you want to give them back what they get. You know, that's not so, because everybody really wants you there, but it will make it awkward. You don't have to hate anybody because you can't go. But the idea is you make the decision not to go. And believe it or not, if you actually say that to yourself, I make the decision not to go not because it'll be awkward, but because it will be difficult, and this is a joyous time. It's a gift for you to the bride and her family.
Susan, you're 100% right, and that's the attitude that I've taken.
That's excellent.
Thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely.
I want to see if Katie is the caller online, too. Is my Katie. Katie, you there?
I am.
That is my Katie. How are you, honey?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. We are going to talk a little bit, but I'm told that I have a break coming up, so you'll stay with me through the break as well, please?
Sure.
What's on your mind?
Do I have time to talk now? Or
well, start. Let's start.
Oh, well,
Sam hasn't put up any more fingers, so I don't know. All right, you know what, Katie?
I just wanted to thank your last call. Wait, no time?
What we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of a break, and I appreciate, and you can talk to me as long as you want, as long as the show is on. Anybody who's interested in this, please, you know, give us a call too. We're at 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. I'm here with my daughter, Katie Bloom, and we are here on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. 3502. We make people happy.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
couldn't take no more abuse, so he shot down the congregation.
Jack, 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 Jack. You have other alternatives. Hire a divorce attorney immediately. Katie's still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, first of all, let me say that was Smackwater Jack by Carole King, but I'm sure you know that because I've given you a very good rock and roll education.
Of course.
There you go. Okay, talk to me, babe.
Well, I wanted to thank your other listener because she was pretty on point. I mean, I don't know what exactly you want to talk about. I feel bad because I'm also all over the place right now. But in regards to the wedding, like, you know, it's really difficult for me, and I don't want to get this into, like, a whole, like, kitty party thing, but it's also not my decision.
It would also be bad to go.
It is my decision, and, I mean, I had something before that I wanted to say. This is a mess. Sorry.
Take your time. I know it's nervous being on the radio.
A little bit.
Okay.
But the really great thing about this is that this won't be the last time you see me walk down the aisle.
Thank you.
This isn't my wedding.
I know that.
I'm not the one getting married. So
I know that.
It's just me in a blue dress.
And just so you know,
that's the bottom line.
God willing, I'll be around to watch you walk your son or daughter down the aisle.
What was that?
I said, God willing, I'll be around to watch you walk your son or daughter down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what Walt Disney said? It's about the circle of life.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought Simba said that.
Oh, Simba,
or Mufasa.
Mufasa. Okay, not Scar. Okay. No, I appreciate it. I know that you are handling this whole situation very well.
I try.
You know,
the other thing is that, like, I mean, I don't know. I've probably told you this before, but why not tell your whole listening audience?
Why not?
I think that situations really are only awkward unless you give them the power to be awkward. Like, if you're standing in an elevator with mommy or your ex for the rest of your listening audience,
she who shall not be named.
That situation is only awkward if you two let it be awkward or you acknowledge that it's awkward. If you ignore whatever tension is sitting there, and if you don't give it the power, I feel like that situation doesn't have to necessarily be so tense for you guys or so, you know, such a mind-blowing experience, and that, like, you're reeling and thinking about it days later, you know, thinking about my own experiences, not obviously getting divorced, but, you know, breakups and friendship breakups, stuff like that. If you acknowledge the fact that things are uncomfortable and you're not happy with the way things are, like, you know, and if you're at a graduation or you're at a friend's party where both of you are at, if you just don't give it the power, then, like, things, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be so awkward. And I think that what you were talking about earlier in the show, like, how do I handle these situations? I think, I mean, again, I am the child, but I think
you should ask
your children what they feel about it and how they think, you know, what their reaction is going to be. Like, obviously, for familial things, they're going to want you to be there. I want you to be everywhere. I mean, not everywhere, obviously, but, you know, at the big major events.
Let's not go to any pity orgies or other types of orgies together. Thank you.
Yeah, ew, gross.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to take you off track. Katie, since you called, let me ask you a question.
Of course.
Now, you were the Sunday night of Labor Day weekend. You were with me and your mother in unusual circumstances. Fair? We don't have to say what those circumstances were, but they were unusual circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
How did your mother behave to me, and how did I behave to her that occasion?
I thought you all were very cordial and dealt with it nicely.
And we had a conversation.
If I'm wrong.
We had a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about everything under the sun, including what brought us together and at least what's broke up somebody else's marriage, not ours. But you know what I mean?
I'm not.
We talked about everything.
What you're talking about, but I mean, you were very you dealt with it well, and I was there, and I appreciated that.
And your mother dealt with it as well also. And it wasn't like we had an awkward silence, or that there was tension that you could cut with a knife. Look, mm-hmm. you've been out with us where the tension was so thick you could see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, and I appreciate that. I mean, and I know between the two of you, you do have moments where you obviously have to see each other without me or your son, Jake, like... And
is that his name? I forgot his name.
Different. Yeah. I mean, sometimes he goes by Jake, sometimes other things.
Okay. Katie, but, is there anything else you want to talk about?
What was that?
Is there anything else you want to talk about on the air?
On the air?
Yes. The only reason I'm asking you this is because...
You have another caller?
No. We are coming up on another break. You know, our advertisers here, they pay a lot of money, and we don't want to run into their commercials.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
So I could either say goodbye, I could have you hold on through the break. Your choice. I'd love to have you stay on if you want to talk more.
If you have more questions for me, sure, I'll stay on.
Okay, then stick around. Hopefully my listeners are finding this... interesting. Katie, you're not planning on taking over my show, are you?
That's
your ultimate goal, I know. Okay, this is the Divorce Hour with Larry and Katie Bloom here on Talking Alternative. We'll be back in a couple of seconds.
Bye.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Goodbye to you, Scandal. Katie, still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's see how much of your rock and roll education you remember.
Mm-hmm.
What, other than the fact that the song is Goodbye to You, why does that song have interesting impact on me? Do you know?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay. Well, one is, doesn't really have an impact on me, but Patti Smyth... is the current Mrs. John McEnroe.
Oh, fancy. Hang on one second.
Hang on. Where are you going?
Mommy, I'm busy. I'm on the phone. Sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. Tell her what you were doing when you get off the phone. Nah. And just so you know, oh, this is funny. This is funny. Charlie is calling on my cell phone. We're not answering him now. Charlie is the father of the bride. Anyway. I represented the bass player in Scandal.
Fancy.
Yeah. How about that?
I feel bad because I didn't
know that.
Show off my rock and roll skills so well, but I can tell you, Anthony Ridgely, and hopefully redeem myself.
Andrew. But very good. I like that. That, of course, is the answer to the question, who's the other guy in Wham? Right?
I've been taught well.
You have been taught well. Here is my last question for you for the day.
Mm-hmm.
On the air. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider coming in and doing your own hour of the divorce hour and perhaps interviewing one of your friends who's a child of divorce?
I've already tried to convince you that this was a good idea. So, yes.
Okay, so you and I will book a time. I know you're going back to school after the holiday. So when you come back, we are going to pick a day, and I will certainly talk to you today after the show. I'm going to say goodbye because I've got a couple of minutes left, and I just want to wrap it up. Exactly. Thank you for calling, caller.
Of course.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Okay. Upcoming shows: Dating and Divorce. I Found an Expert. And if you will excuse the expression, I am trying to hook up with her. I remember when that phrase was perfectly clean. To schedule a day for her to come into the studio. With dating, there is also the need to talk with a sex therapist. But I have been hesitant thus far to put that horse before the cart. In October, Marilyn Kane is coming in. Marilyn Kane is the wife in the famous Nichols versus Nichols case. She was married to the world's biggest deadbeat dad, so we're going to talk enforcement. I'm cutting it short. I have other things that I want to talk about, let's see what else. Just so you know, Marilyn was a guest a few weeks ago of the Conscious Consultant. I hadn't seen Marilyn in 2 decades. I had known her previously. So it's good to be back in touch with her, and we're going to be talking about her divorce, and it's a very interesting subject. Another listener recommended a fabulous book to me. I'm in the middle of reading it. And I remember when I was in elementary school, one of our assignments was write to the author of a book you liked. Well, that was before fax machines, computers, internet, email. We had telephones, but we didn't even have photocopy machines. We had mimeos. But I want to get in touch with her and talk about this book. If anyone has interesting topics they'd like me to address, or they want to talk with me personally on a private basis, give me a call at 212-964-3502. Or email me at Larry@divorcedbybloom, BLOOM, like flowers do in the springtime, .com. Stay tuned for the Tony Martinetti Show immediately following this show. We will be restreaming this show later today. And this show, as well as the full archives of the Divorce Hour, can be found on the Divorce Hour page at talkingalternative.com. If you like what you hear, or you think someone might, or everyone might benefit from listening to this show, do not keep me a secret. Turn them on to this show and to the entire Talking Alternative Broadcasting Network. As I close today's show, I want to wish to all that it applies an easy fast. To those of you for whom it does not apply, I can only paraphrase that great philosopher, Ricky Bobby, and say, go faster! To everyone, have a happy, healthy, joyous, and prosperous new year. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are on Talking Alternative.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.